This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Wilhelmina Lafitte in Bonn. In Syria, double suicide car bombings in the capital Damascus have killed at least 40 people and wounded more than 100 others. The bombs targeted buildings housing the Syrian intelligence agency. Friday's bombings are the first reported large-scale suicide attacks in the nine-month-old uprising against President Bashar al-Assad. It's unclear who was behind them. The blast came one day after an advance team from the Arab League Observer mission arrived in Syria to monitor the implementation of a peace deal between the Assad regime and opposition forces. A second team heads to Syria on Monday. Thousands of Egyptians took to the streets of Cairo and other cities on Friday to demand the military immediately give up power in the country. Massive crowds gathered on Tahrir Square in the centre of the capital. Demonstrators are angry about the deaths of nearly 60 people killed in clashes with security forces in recent weeks. The military says it wants to hand over power in an orderly fashion, but many protesters say the process is taking too long. The International Criminal Court in The Hague has freed alleged Rwandan rebel leader Calixte Mbarushimana, who was accused of 13 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity, saying the evidence against him was insufficient. Mbarushimana was accused of involvement in attacks by Hutu militia on villages in Congo in 2009. He spent almost 1 year in prison in the Netherlands, where the ICC is based, and is the first suspect to be released by the court since its establishment in 2002. Mbarushimana remains under investigation in France, however, for his alleged role in the 1994 Rwandan genocide of about 800,000 people, mostly ethnic Tutsis and moderate Hutus. In Democratic Republic of Congo, veteran opposition leader Etienne Tshisekedi has gone ahead and held an unofficial presidential swearing-in ceremony at his home in Kinshasa. The 79-year-old rejects President Joseph Kabila's re-election last month, citing massive fraud. Tshisekedi had planned to hold the unauthorized inauguration at a football stadium, but police, armed with tear gas and stun grenades, closed the venue and dispersed opposition supporters. Kabila was sworn in for a second term on Tuesday. You're listening to Deutsche Welle, Radio News. A diplomatic row between France and Turkey is escalating after Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan accused Paris of racism and Islamophobia. Erdogan also accused France of committing genocide during a long guerrilla war in its former colony Algeria. Erdogan's comments were made in response to a decision by French lawmakers to make it a crime to deny the genocide of 1.5 million Armenians in Ottoman Turkey. Erdogan responded to the vote by withdrawing his ambassador from Paris and suspending military cooperation. An oil slick, the worst in decades, is approaching the densely populated coast of Nigeria. Authorities are sending dispersants to the region and deploying oil traps in an effort to minimize the spill. Shell said a spill at its Bonga field this week likely occurred as its workers try to offload oil onto a waiting tanker. About 40,000 barrels of oil were spilled. The Bonga field has been closed until further notice. Fishermen have been warned to stay out of the area. A new series of strong earthquakes hit the New Zealand city of Christchurch on Friday. The quakes measured 5.8 and 5.9 on the Richter scale. Terrified people fled from buildings after the quake struck. Christchurch is still recovering from a devastating quake 10 months ago that killed 193 people and destroyed much of the city. Nations around the world are considering whether to follow France's example, where the health ministry has recommended that the 30,000 women there who have breast implants from the company PIP should have them taken out. The PIP implants were made from industrial rather than medical quality silicone and have a high rupture rate. Tens of thousands of women in more than 65 countries, mainly in South America and Western Europe, received implants produced by PIP. The company ceased trading last year. I'm Wilhelmina Lafitte, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.